welcome to Dallas Discusses, the anime podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And if you're not, well then thank you for coming back. I'm really happy to have you. So, I apologize for not getting a podcast up last night. I didn't record because I had some homework to do. I was writing a paper. So I have decided for my well-being, I'm either going to be posting on Tuesdays or Wednesdays interchangeably, because sometimes things come up on Tuesday and I don't want to constantly be like, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it. So that's just kind of what's going to be happening as of now. I don't think anybody's going to mind. Anyway, today's episode is not about my inability to do anything. It is about anime journaling. So if you are interested in anime journaling, if you already do, this will have everything you'll need to know. I'm going to give suggestions for spreads, different products you could use and where to get them. And then I'm also just going to talk about my experience and what I do. So if you want to see my anime journal, you could go to my TikTok at Dallas Zoldyck, and I posted my most recent spread there. Let's get into it. Sorry, someone just messaged me. Oops, I need to turn my phone the other side because I get way too distracted. Anyway, let's get into it. So, I love anime journaling. I bought my actual journal on Amazon. It is like a paper age. It's super cheap, super simple. It's like your basic journal. It's not lined, but it's not blank either. It has dots. I can't remember off the top of my head how far apart the dots are, but honestly, it doesn't really matter to me for that. It matters when I'm actually bullet journaling, but for anime journaling, it's just not really something that's important to me. But yeah, I have a black journal, and it's really cute. So part of anime journaling is just for me to document what I remember about my shows and like what I liked about them, because I watch so many that sometimes I forget like certain things. So I'm gonna go through products first. I use stickers from Amazon, fine tip pens again from Amazon. I use Papermate felt tips, Crayola markers, the fine tips. Honestly, that's, oh, and mild liner highlighters, and also mild liner calligraphy brushes. So that's kind of all you need. You don't even need that much. I also use Sharpies and just regular black pens to write sometimes. So let's get into what I do, like some spreads. So on my first page, I just wanted a little about me, to explain who I am, like who or what animes I was into, what animes I was currently watching. So I started this, I think, in September, and I was watching Demon Slayer at that point. So there was just some stuff about that. And then I made a couple pages devoted to characters because I wanted to fill up some space. So I did half a page to Tendo, half a page to Alice Nakri, half a page to Yayurozu, and then I did a page on ships. Just basically ships that I appreciate, my opinion on ships, just things like that. And then after that, I did a Haikyuu to the Top spread. I'm not done with this one because I want my final thoughts on this like whole big page. I haven't written that yet, but I just have some things like favorite characters. On October 2nd, I wrote like my initial thoughts on the episode. And just stuff like that. So I think it's pretty cool to see like how different my views will be from the first episode to the last one. So I'm really excited to finish that and see what it looks like. So yeah. Next, I have my first anime, which was Ouran High School Host Club. I just basically wrote an entire page worth of things that I remember about it, things that like I loved about it, how it stuck with me. I honestly just wanted to put what got me into anime here. So I think if your first anime was something that was really special to you, that would be an amazing thing to put in your journal so that you could commemorate that. So then my spread after that is one of my favorite characters of all time, and this is also my favorite spread. It's a Luca Esposito from Astro Lost in Space spread. This is the first time I tried writing kanji in my journal, and I actually think it turned out pretty well. I tried to do it as best as possible so I could respect the language, but I think I did a pretty good job. I really like it. I used a lot of mild liners, and it just looks really nice in my opinion. And then my most recent spread is my Bokoro spread. This one took me a really long time, but I'm not super proud of it because yellow is a really hard color for me to work with because I don't have a lot of yellow supplies, just because I'm more of a fan of like pinks, purples, reds, oranges. So I don't have a lot of yellow stuff, but I did the best I could with what I had. And so here's just a little thing of what I put into a character page. So I start with statistics. So I put age, height, weight, number because it's IQ, and position because it's IQ, and then his birthday. I also write his name, team, position, number, and his name in kanji at the top. And then I do a little decorating. And then I have some thoughts about why I relate to Bakuro, why I like him, what I like about him, things like that. And then I have abilities, which is more like power, jump, I have such trouble with this word. Stamina? Game sense, technique, speed, and jump reach. And then I have a little snippet on his personality. I usually do a longer personality, but I wanted to do more trivia this time because that was something I really wanted to write down about him. So his personality is just a little snippet. And then trivia. So I have things like, let me look here, like his name, what his name translates to, his favorite food, his weaknesses, his hands, like a bunch of different stuff. So that's kind of what I do in a singular person spread, and then I also add pictures of them, things they like, their quotes, stuff like that. But when it comes to doing a spread of a full anime, I usually add things like my favorite character from the anime, my favorite plot point, just things like that. Things that are more generalized. I'll also do quotes from the show, like for Ouran I did like Kiss Kiss Fall in Love, Fancy Tuna, Maybe You're My Love, stuff like that. But yeah, I prefer doing singular characters because I remember every show I watch, but sometimes the characters don't always, like, you know, stick in my mind, which is why I like to write it all down. So for my next spread, I think I am going to do a Promised Neverland spread. I want to do something I've never done before. I want to do three different characters, because I want to do Emma Ray and Norman, because I feel like I can't do one without doing all three of them, if that makes sense. That anime like really stuck with me. I think it's the hardest I've ever cried at an anime. So I really want to commemorate that and just, you know, do it justice. The only problem is I usually pick a color scheme for the show. So Haikyuu's color scheme is orange. Ouran's is pink. Like, my characters, like, Luca's was green and purple. Like, it's really clear, but there's not a lot of color in The Promised Neverland because it's a lot of white. So that's the only thing I worry about, because obviously I can do white. I mean, the pages are white, so I'll have to figure that out, but you guys will be the first to see it when I do. I'm really excited for that. So if you want to start an anime bullet journal and just don't know where to start, I totally understand. It took me so long to be like, I just need to start. So I started out by just writing down whatever came to me. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I should list my kins, my comfort characters, my favorite shows, stuff like that. And yeah, that'll change over time, because what I wrote as my favorite anime in here, I think I wrote Assassination Classroom. It's changed since then, you know what I mean? Like, or like my crushes, like I wrote Soma and Nezuko, like those, my comfort character was Suga, like those have changed because now my crushes are probably, I don't know, I mean, I still love all those characters, but like it changes by what anime I'm watching. So I don't know, it's just to see myself in this timeline. If there's anything I would have done differently, I would have dated this. I'm really upset that I didn't, because now I don't remember what day I started it. I know it was in September, but I couldn't tell you, so maybe do that if you're thinking of starting. And also, you don't need to be fancy. I'm not. I do like some fancy things, but I don't have good handwriting. I'm not artistic. So you don't need to feel like you have to be like super creative or anything like that. Pinterest is also a great place to get ideas if you like don't know where to start, you don't know what you want it to look like. I couldn't get a good idea for my Haikyuu spread, so I went to Pinterest and found some cute things. I do that with everything. Pinterest is a lifesaver for that, so yeah. Pinterest, and also WeHeartIt has some good stuff on it, but that is like not working in America anymore because I think it got sold, so apologize for that. But yeah, that is all I have to say about anime journaling. So now I'm going to be starting a new little thing of my podcast, which is the weekly wrap-up, which is what I finished or what I'm watching, stuff like that, during the week. So last week I was watching Hanabato, finished that. I was watching Psyche K, I finished that. And now I'm watching Maid Sama. And let me see, I'm literally right before I was recording this, I was watching Maid Sama because I'm in love with it. It's such a cute show. I'm looking at what episode I'm on right now. I can't really see because I'm blind. Let me just see. I'm on episode 9, so I have probably 15 episodes left of it, and it's really cute. I'm glad that I'm watching something lighthearted, because I just watched Psyche K, which was pretty lighthearted, so I wanted to kind of stick with that. So what am I planning to watch after Maid Sama, you may ask? Well, I've never watched Yuri on Ice. I know it's surprising, but that is what I'm gonna watch next. There's like 5 super big animes that I haven't seen, so I'm kind of trying to knock those out. So I'm gonna watch Yuri on Ice, then Beastars, then Free, then Toilet Bound Hanaka-kun. I'm not sure if that's how you say it. But yeah, I also really need to get on watching, oh my goodness, I don't want to butcher the name. I'll feel so bad if I butcher the name. Bungo Stray Dog, perhaps. yeah, I would love to watch that. So I'm getting to it. I feel like I always get distracted by like these cute little romance animes and then never get to what I want to watch. But it's fine. I'm living my best life. So yeah, I'm probably going to wrap this up because I want to go and watch Maid Sama, as we all do, as we all should. So I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful day, and if you are on the East Coast, please stay safe and make sure you don't get snowed in your house, because I totally get it. So goodbye. Thank you for listening. Bye.